Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A question that I have often thought of in my life is this one, and I'm sure you've thought about it as well. When have you asked yourself this question? Am I the right person for this position? When have you asked yourself that question? I had a friend when I was going to seminary in St. Louis that came up to me, and he felt that I would be the perfect replacement for the position that he had been working for 2 years at Cardinal Stadium, the old Busch Stadium. It moved over to the new Busch Stadium in 2006, right around then, for diehard Cardinal fans. He said he asked a series of questions. Are you able to yell at the top of your lungs and get the attention of a really rowdy crowd? Wow, that's weird. Are you able to walk up and down stadium stairs for 2.5 hours on a 95-degree day with about 100% humidity for 80 times in the summer? Finally, I don't know if I can do that. Finally, are you able to handle emotionally distressed people in a game who may have had too much to drink? And at that moment, I wanted to say, am I the right person for this position? What position was that? He then went on to explain, I'd like you to be the mascot for the St. Louis Cardinals. Am I the right person for this position? When else have you shared those words? When Alicia and I were getting married, we were thinking about the vows that we were going to take, and you know how those vows go. Such things as this, to have and to hold from this day forward, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death us do part, and according to God's will, I pledge you my faithfulness. Now, I knew that she was the one for me, but as I read those vows, am I the right person for this position? That's a high standard. The vows are made at a wedding that you make to a spouse. Am I the right person for this position? I believe, studying the Sermon on the Mount, that as Jesus spoke these words to a large crowd, there were a lot of people that, I would say everyone there that heard Jesus speak these words, they were thinking that question, am I the right person for this position? Jesus shared these words, you are the salt of the, how's it go, earth? Salt is valuable, isn't it? And it's an excellent element. It adds flavor and makes things better. Ever tasted a cracker without salt? It's kind of bland and you want to move on. Taste the cracker with salt. Hey, sign me up, I'm for that. Ever had popcorn without salt? I'll pass on that. Give me the salt. Load it with butter. Salt is flavorful. It makes things better. Jesus is saying, my interpretation of this text is saying this, make the world a better place. Then Jesus says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Light is a valuable commodity. Light shines in the darkness. It helps us see in dark places. Light directs people for where they need to go. My interpretation here of this is what Jesus is saying is direct people to God. Shine a light so that they can make their way to God. Inspiring. Songs have been written. You are the salt. You are the light. You've heard the songs. We've sung them here at church. But then I think things were kind of deflated as Jesus shared this speech. And I say that because people are thinking, I'm sure, am I the right person for this position? Did you hear close to the ending of this text, Jesus says that you've got to keep the law basically perfect, and anyone who relaxes, the Greek says, anyone who relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so is least in the kingdom. Whoa, that's intense. And if we read on from this text in the verses that we're actually going to read next Sunday, Jesus has maybe the highest ethical standard of any teacher when he talks about murder, adultery, and theft. And as Jesus is saying these things, explaining and saying that your righteousness has to exceed the scribes and the Pharisees, I have to believe, honestly, many people were asking that question. Am I the right person for this position? To shine a light, to add flavor into the world.